This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the Labor Day edition of the program. Welcome to it. And yes, we are live, unlike, I don't know, probably a lot of radio shows, I imagine, would take some time off during the holiday. But we are here, and of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about absolutely anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord. Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound very high quality if you get on those Discord lines instead of just the normal old phone lines. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark. I can't believe I'm stuck in here on a Labor Day. This working for holiday is supposed to be for you little people. I'm not supposed to have to do this.
It's not our holiday, though. It's not an anarchist holiday.
Whose holiday is it?
Whoa. I'm no anarchist. I just want to be able to eat a hot dog.
I'm also not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interactions should be
consensual.
Okay,
well, those are the same thing, so it's not a voluntarist holiday either.
Are they the same thing, though?
Yes, they are.
Isn't an anarchist somebody who's against something, whereas a voluntarist is somebody who's for something? Meaning, an anarchist is against
My definition is against the state, right?
And a voluntarist is somebody who's for human interaction being consensual.
Yes, Melanie likes, those are the same thing.
Melanie likes the word. Let her have it.
Are you anti-war or are you pro-peace?
Those aren't different.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that. So it is Labor Day, and we are here live. And, Mark, you've been holding on to a news story for a couple weeks now. I don't think we've had a chance to really get to it. It's about welfare.
Quite a couple weeks, but yeah.
Okay, it seems like it's been a while. It's about welfare and young people in the United States, and a shocking amount of them apparently are on some sort of assistance through their families. But we're going to go first to the phones and to somebody who is behind bars in Jackson, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, AJ. Hey, AJ.
How's everybody doing there?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. A couple things I want to talk about. Of course, as always, criminal justice reform. You know, until you get in the middle of this stuff, you don't realize how bad it is. I was running a legitimate business out there, and then it wasn't until I came into prison and after fighting in the courts for a couple of years straight, nonstop, I had no idea how corrupt the system had become. And I'm not just saying that. Because I understand I'm a jailhouse lawyer, so I understand how the system works, but it's extremely bad.
You think it's actually gotten worse? I mean, it seems like it's always been corrupt. I think that people just kind of realize it after a while.
I think it's gotten a lot worse, because the problem is years ago, you could file something in court and you could get some action. If you had something coming, you would get some action. But the problem is now, it's called judicial activism. You know, it starts from the United States Supreme Court. The Chief Justice basically has a hands-off policy, and it's well documented. Pretty much, you know, unless it affects the whole, you know, prison population, he feels that it's not an individual thing. So, in other words, even though a constitutional right may have been violated, you know, that one of his hands-off policies are that, hey, just don't touch it. The same with the Prison Litigation Reform Act. If people knew what was going on as far as, you know, your access to the courts and the corruption that's taking place, I mean, if they really knew it, I mean, most people don't have the time. I didn't have time out there. I was running a business. I didn't have time to look at any of this stuff. It wasn't until I started studying the law reviews. I don't know if you guys can access law reviews there or not without going to Lexis or Westlaw, but it opens you up to a brand new world. You can look at any facts that you want to look at that's been discussed in a legal setting, like, for instance, the drone strikes that they're doing in other countries. If you want to look at that, you can see, like, for instance, most people won't believe that, you know, it's one, they're killing, to kill one person that they want, they have to kill 50 innocent civilians. It's 50-to-1 kill ratio right now.
5-0?
And most people don't.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wow.
Most people don't realize it, but this is documented in law reviews, and here's the key.
I'd like to see that documentation. It seems like a really high number to me.
Why is that so hard to believe for you, Mark?
Because I've heard numbers like 3 or 4 to 1.
Well, some of the stuff that's going in front of Congress, it's been documented in a number of law reviews, but on top of that, that's not even the bad part. The real bad part is what they're doing is when the first responders show up, they bomb them again. They keep bombing them.
That's
up
a double
tap. Hours.
So that policy was supposed to have been ended, is the claim. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Why would you believe them?
Why would you bomb EMTs?
I don't know. They were doing it.
They were doing it.
Well, to keep them from killing the person that you were trying to kill in the first place. I mean, that's not insane. Like, it's evil, but it's not, like, that's not insane.
And Obama was involved in some of the stuff. He actually took it from the CIA and he put it, switched to the military. But it was one of the, I think it's called a signature strikes is what it's called. And basically what they do is they're even waiting for the funerals of these people. And what they figure, well, if they're bad, maybe some of their family members are bad. And they're actually striking. And these are missiles that are used, anti-tank missiles, that they're actually striking in the funeral processions and stuff. This is really going on. So when you say, oh, it's somebody else, it's another country, but they're also killing Americans. They're actually sanctioned in 2013. The Attorney General actually documented that they are striking, they are taking out Americans. And it's not just terrorists. It's people that are just suspicious. If they find a suspicious building or suspicious house, they actually bomb it. And that stuff, and if most people knew that this kind of stuff was going on every day in 6 different countries, they would be shocked. And it did not stop with Obama.
I know that they have rulings saying that it's okay for them to bomb U.S. citizens who are suspicious on foreign soil, and the way you get that ruling is you do it, and then the judge has to make a ruling on it.
Right.
So the fact that those cases exist means that it happens often.
There actually is no oversight whatsoever on it, number one. Number two, the Geneva, it's totally against the Geneva Convention, the third Geneva Convention, and the bottom line is George Bush, one of the things he did in his executive order in 2004, he actually documented that he's not even going to follow it. Now, he says he's not going to follow it for Al-Qaeda, but let me tell you, he wasn't following for anybody because it's been documented they were torturing people, watering people, hoarding people, killing. Those are war crimes. The bottom line is, and that's what we, in 1947, that's what we put Japanese to death for doing waterboarding. So the bottom line is, and here's the problem with it, even though that's going on in other countries, it's the same things going on in this country. And what I mean by that is they've disregarded the rules of law. They've disregarded all of the treaties that we have. We have a dozen human rights treaties, and not one of them can be enforced. That's not a joke. They've put clauses in them, so it's called non-self-executing clauses. This has been decided all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. They are not enforceable.
Well, the fact is the government does whatever they want to do. I mean, they write down whatever they want, and then they ignore it
exactly, however
they want. The rule number one of the district courts here in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the lower-level criminal courts, rule number one is that all the rules can be waived at any time based on what the judge wants to do, based on what they consider to be the interests of so-called justice. So all the rules are meaningless. Rule number one makes it very clear.
Treaties aren't really that enforceable anyway. So for it to be self-enforcing doesn't really make sense as a concept. But enforcing a treaty against the U.S., maybe, I mean, the only possible contenders for that are Russia and China, as far as I know, and I don't know that they're even signatories to that. So, yeah, I mean, how you enforce a treaty is you invade the other country, so I...
How, isn't a treaty considered constitutional law?
No.
I mean, once the Senate ratifies a treaty...
Well, would it matter anyway? They ignore the Constitution.
Treaties or
I have a lawyer here
considered to be on equal standing as statutes. If you're going to make something criminal, then there are other constitutional issues with that, which is the reason why they sign, or not why they sign, why they add all those clauses for some of them. For like the drug treaties, they added clauses that said that they're not, they have to be ratified by the countries.
Sounds like jail.
And again, like I said, this is how we've become the prison capital of the world. And it's not just in one state, it's in all every state. I mean, again, New Hampshire's like number third best in the country.
Yeah, well, that's not saying saying much. You know, you're still comparing cancers right there. Hey, AJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. That's AJ from inside the prison there in Jackson, Michigan. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, welfare. We got that on the way. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. About what you want. Live Labor Day edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, so 5 years now, Tom's been putting out his Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. You can go and tune in over at TomWoods.com. Find his show in your favorite podcatcher by searching for Tom Woods Show. He's had some great guests, including Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Once again, that's TomWoods.com. As we continue here, it is the Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live, which, by the way, Mark, I guess that marks an anniversary for us, doesn't it? Here, moving.
Oh, that's right. We moved here on Labor Day, didn't we?
That's right. Labor Day weekend, we packed up quickly after what was then our Saturday night show, and we didn't have a Sunday show at that time.
I love our dedication to getting this show on here at the time, because I don't think you could have gotten me to bend over backwards to get Free Talk Live on the air again in 48 less 3, 45 hours when this is what we did. We moved, picked up and moved house to a new place
That's
in
right.
order to get on the air in 45 hours.
We had most of the truck packed, but we didn't pack the studio until last. So we did our show Saturday night. We didn't even announce that we were coming up here. We did our show late Saturday night, drove, basically it was a 26-hour drive straight from Florida with no real stopping except for gas and occasional grab a bite to eat. And we made it here in about 26 hours, passed out after cleaning up what was a very messy house. And I think you were staying at the house at that time, Mark, if I recall correctly. You were actually in here for a few weeks because your wife
Yes.
didn't come up with you at the time. And then Monday, we didn't quite get everything together and piece together on air. So we missed the Monday show, and then we were back on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the Monday show was supposed to be on, but the house was just such a mess.
Just wasn't ready.
Yeah,
we couldn't get it together. So here we are. That was 2006.
Turns out renters are very bad at cleaning up after themselves.
So that's 12 full years now here, Mark, in New Hampshire. We begin our 13th. And you can join us. Obviously, the real-life migration continues here. Melanie, how many years have you been here now? Four?
Three in November.
Three in November. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So if you want to join the fun, you want to join the largest liberty migration of people coming from not just across the United States, because Melanie came from Louisiana. Mark, you and I came up from South Florida. And
you call Sarasota South Florida?
Yeah. Mid-center
I call it
Florida.
The Sun Coast.
Okay, the Sun Coast of
or
Florida.
Tampa Bay area.
So we came up from there. People coming from as far away as Russia and elsewhere. So
yeah,
go
we can't beat that.
Go and learn
but he
more.
Did not drive a U-Haul.
No.
What was it? A U-Haul, Ryder? Budget?
You're asking me what we drove up here?
What did we drive up here?
It was a Penske truck.
Penske, okay.
That's because they had a whole, at the time, they had a whole brand new fleet, and U-Haul's fleet sucked. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, U-Haul's fleet does not suck anymore, I can tell you that.
Oh, is that right?
I rented a van to move house just recently, probably 2 months ago. Well, Memorial Day. You do the math. And that van was the first time it had ever been driven.
Wow. Yeah, that ours was kind of like
I
that.
I think there was, first time it probably had been driven by a customer. It had 37 miles on it.
Wow. Yes, we're here now. It's great. If you love liberty, if you're a voluntarist, if you're an anarchist, if you're a libertarian and you care about freedom, you really ought to do what we did and make the migration to New Hampshire, one of the freest places on the planet, and it's only going to get better as more libertarians come here and get active. Because it's one thing to just move to a better place. It's another thing to actually try to make that place even better than it was when you arrived, which is ultimately what the goal is here of the Liberty Migration that's been going on. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can learn more about it there. There was a couple here that I met recently in the Keene area who they've been kind of keeping their heads below the radar. They're just, kind of moved and they're working and getting settled in. They got a new kid and everything. But they came out to a cryptocurrency meetup recently, and they said that the 101 Reasons film was a major linchpin in their decision to make the move to New Hampshire. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's still chock full of good information. It's about 4 years old, I think, at this point. I think it came out in 2014, the end of 2014. So, but still, just, it really is a great overview of the community that is present here in New Hampshire, the community of libertarians, like-minded, freedom-loving people who are doing a variety of different things, everything from political action to on-the-ground cryptocurrency activism that we see a lot happening here in Keene and out in Portsmouth as well. There's just so much to tell you about. We don't have time for it all. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and you can learn more there. As we go to the phones, to the fun here on this live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live, Abel is up next in Salina, Kansas. Hello, Abel.
Hey, gentlemen, how are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we've got a lady here, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've, you know, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about
Thank
that.
You. That's okay.
I'm formerly of New Hampshire. I used to live over in Nashville. I was a Free State Project member. I had to come back to Kansas for family reasons.
Oh, no.
No, it sucked. It really did. It sucked terribly. But
is everything okay now?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it's okay with the family, but unfortunately... Good. You know, I'm having to put to use a lot of the skills that I saw and learned as far as the protest to work here. You see, I got here and I realized that first and foremost, Kansas sucks. You know, there's a lot here.
I'll take your word for it. I've never been.
There's a lot left here to be desired. But when I hit the ground here in Salina,
Didn't they cut taxes heavily in Kansas a few years ago?
They did, but it favors a lot of the corporate aristocracy that kind of lives here. And while, you know, corporations, I have no problem with them necessarily, the way that they interact with government here leaves a lot to be desired. You know, they all practically are government here. And as we know, government's essentially a weapon. And so, you know, they use that weapon. They use it regularly. What I found here when I got to Salina was that, you know, the music scene, the art scene, the things that I loved about New England just weren't there, weren't here. And so we went to work, trying to create that here. We helped to form a foundation. We received ownership of this huge Masonic temple. It's 160,000 square feet of granite and marble building. Has a huge theater in it, and you know, we went to work trying to create first of all to save and endow this Masonic temple, and also to try to create a space where, you know, the arts and humanities and entrepreneurship could take root and really take off. You know, we have a fully licensed commercial kitchen here. We have all of this space available for people to come in and create their own kind of new business here. We wanted to set us up kind of as a fertile space for new business to grow and
cool.
kind of seed the downtown area, which was stagnating. It sucked. Well, you know, what we found here is that as we became more and more successful, more and more people took issue with it. And
they took issue with you having this creative space? Kind of thing?
Yeah, they took issue with us having this creative space. They took issue with us having, you know, welcoming anybody aboard to do practically anything they wanted.
What was the objection? Yeah, I want to hear more if you can. Stand by, Abel. We'll bring you back here. It's trying to create a place where people can create and, you know, make music or do business or whatever, and somebody didn't like it. Well, of course, you're always going to upset somebody. But I'm curious to know what their objections were. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here, 855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 5-5-3-0-5. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A U.S. service member was killed and another was wounded during an apparent insider attack in eastern Afghanistan. That's according to a statement from U.S. forces in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States, Brett Kavanaugh, will go before a Senate Judiciary Committee. Ramon Martinez, clerk for Kavanaugh.
I clerked for Judge Kavanaugh about 10 years ago. I've known him for almost 15 years, and he's got the character, he's got the integrity, and he's got the fairness to be a great judge.
Arizona authorities say they have found the body of a woman who was among the four people missing after two boats crashed on the Colorado River. The woman was found Monday in a section of the river that borders California and Arizona. The search is continuing for three other people who are missing. 10 people were injured, and one person is in critical condition. President Trump took to Twitter to wish everyone a happy Labor Day and say that our country is doing better than ever before with unemployment setting record lows. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Labor Day edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie is an accountant by profession. That is what she does normally, but when she's here on Monday night, she's doing Free Talk Live. Outside of that, she's helping people like you out. If you've got a small business, or maybe you just need some help with your personal taxes, she can handle that. She can do bookkeeping for you as well. And it's surprisingly affordable. Mark, you said you hired Melanie to handle your family's taxes.
That's correct. Paid for herself in the first go-round.
That's a pretty big endorsement.
Right. And that's without planning. So if you...
What do you mean without planning?
Well, she does tax planning. And if you get her on board, I expect to save more this year.
So if you can plan with Melanie, that helps. Is that the idea? What's the difference between just doing somebody's taxes and planning their taxes?
Well, so if I'm just doing somebody's taxes, either because they don't really have that much going on or because they're not hiring me to do any planning, I have less information. I'm dealing with stuff that already happened, so there's not a whole lot I can do about it. And then I just see what deductions you qualify for and file it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing tax planning, then we're dealing with stuff that hasn't happened yet, so I can tell you things that would be beneficial for you to do that will end up saving you money.
So if you want to get in touch with Melanie and have a real anarchist helping you with your taxes and taking care of that crap for you, she'll do it, and she'll hopefully save you some money. So head on over or get you more money back. So head on over to her website.
Completely legally.
Tax.freetalklive.com. That's T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. You can get in touch with her directly through her site there, tax.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Abel, he's calling us from Salina, Kansas, said he moved to Kansas, sadly, due to some family issues. He was in New Hampshire as a libertarian migrant, but moved to Kansas due to family issues. But while there in Kansas, you started up some sort of a, I don't know, how would you describe it, Ian? Like a community space, or can you give kind of a brief description of what it is?
Yeah, we started a foundation because we realized that there's this huge building in Salina, Kansas. It sits in the very center of the building. It's an old Masonic temple. It's six stories. It's this huge monolithic structure. It looks like a big government building. And these Masons had gotten a financial fix. They were about to have to sell the building, and there was a developer that wanted to turn it into an event space. Well, we talked them into donating it to our foundation. There were several of us that came together to help form this foundation. Mary Landis was our executive director. She was the one that really kicked the whole thing off. But my wife and I, Cheryl, being successful business managers and having a lot of multi-unit management experience, came on board and essentially took over all of the business management duties here at the Salina Innovation Foundation after the Masons donated the building to us. They gave it to us for $10.
Wow.
Because they wanted to see it saved as well. So mm-hmm. they gave us this 160,000 square foot granite and marble building. We in turn gave them a 99-year at the top floor.
It's called what? The Salina Innovation what?
Foundation.
Foundation. And you gave the Masons the top floor after you promised to sort of refurbish it?
Yeah, we told them we'd take care of the building. They wanted to maintain their Masonic lodges on the top floor, so we gave them the top floor for 99 years. We got the rest of the building to do with what we want. This huge theater that seats, 1,200 people, 1,300 people.
Like
we've got a banquet hall that we could sit, 400 or 500 people in. We set up a wellness center down on
the floor. How long ago was this? When did this start? When did you start this project?
It's less than a year. I started in February of last year, and we've been going hard at it ever since. We've taken our small event venue, the Gargoyle Room, and we've actually started running in the black. You know, which is absolutely unheard of for a new business.
After
a
year? Unheard of.
Yeah.
So you're having events, you're renting out space to people who want to create an event or innovators who want to maybe, incubate a business or something like that.
Yeah.
And so you said you'd encountered some difficulty, some people around town are talking crap. What's going on?
What happened is the artist community here did not support any of our initiatives with arts and humanities and actually started working against us. And so what we've experienced here is last Friday, they talked our board and our executive director into essentially canning us on the spot. And so what they've done is they sent armed guards to come and get me while I was roasting coffee. We also roast coffee here.
Talked your executive board into firing you?
Indeed, and what they did is they did it in a very underhanded and dastardly way. They sent armed guards up to grab me, take me down, give me a spiel about how I was too aggressive and how I had too much drive for profit and revenue, and essentially gave me 2 hours to clear out. Now, we had moved into the temple. We had moved our entire household into the caretaker's apartment that exists here in the temple. We were completely dependent on them for funding, for housing, for everything that we needed. In return, we worked for them 24/7, 365 since last February.
This is not just your project. There's a board of directors involved. Did you create this, or were you hired by this group?
We were part of the creation of this. We were part of a group that came on board before the 501c3 was granted. When the initial board, I was running a small, essentially a community dojo here. I was teaching swordsmanship when the principal of Salina Innovation Foundation came on board. We kind of came here at the same time. I was in the basement level. She was on the second floor. And we both realized at the same time what was happening. And we kind of came together, merged to create this thing, this Salina Innovation Foundation.
What's your role? Are you the executive, or were you the executive director? What was your title?
I'm the chief of operations and business development director. I'm also the maintenance man, the electrician, the plumber.
You've been ousted by a move of the board to favor some group of artists that complained?
Essentially, yeah. My wife and I, she was the events and spaces director here. She's also the social media director. She does all the social media here, all the advertising. What we did was we moved in here. There was a caretaker's apartment on the ground floor. There used to be these big steam boilers that required 24-hour support. And so there was an apartment here. And so as part of our compensation, we were given the apartment to live in since we were here all the time.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, it's only 500 square feet. It would cost like $600 out on the market right now. But it was part of what we were promised. And, just a small part, but part of the compensation we were promised.
Did you have a contract?
Unfortunately, it's a verbal agreement. But
whoops.
It is documented in the meeting minutes of the.
Well, they could probably still fire you even if you had a written contract.
Sure, they could fire you if you had a written contract, but at least you'd have a contract that you could actually go to, and there would be terms in there. So, are you on the outs? Have you already had to leave the apartment?
Well, that's the thing is we haven't, because legally they had to give us a 30 days notice rather than send armed thugs up to escort us out the building, and so we're still here. The Masonic Temple Board, who actually approved our residence here, because the Salina Innovation Foundation did not own the building at the time when we moved in, had to approve our residence here. And so there's a record within their minutes of our being allowed to live here. And
so what's your plan? What are you going to do?
Well, right now we are trying to drum up as much community support and let people know what's going on here. You know, what happened is they came to us, told us that we were creating something that was not within the vision of what they had hoped it would be, and ran us out the door essentially at the end of the barrel of a gun with these armed guards. And told us that we had to leave. And that what we
so wait, are you trying to change the mind of the board of directors in the last 30 so in the next 30 days?
We are trying to change the mind of the Masonic Temple Board, who still will retain control of the building if it's shown that the Salina Innovation Foundation failed.
Abel, best of luck, man.
Good luck.
There's a lesson to be learned here. We'll tell you about it coming up.
August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School Clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free Talk Live AMP program. We are beginning our new plan of saying thanks directly to our amplifier. So thanks going to, and sort of we're going roughly in chronological order. It's hard to really get
the people who started amping.
The AMP program's been around since 2005, so it's
very difficult for us to put that together.
Basically, I'm really more going on who's been registered on the website for the longest of the amplifiers, and that's sort of roughly going to be the order in which they will come. But only the amplifiers who have indicated they want to be public will be included here, because not everybody wants that.
Yeah, libertarians are kind of privacy-minded.
So thank you to Chris Grigio, who is a gold-level amplifier. He's given $10
a long time.
$10 a month for, probably more than a decade.
Thank you, Chris.
So there you go.
Don't think we don't know.
You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month if you want. Chris is doing 10, but, $5 is all we're asking for, and you can do it with credit card, you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you get the perks, the perquisites, the access to the special bonuses that only amplifiers get, like the amp-only chat, or the supporters chat rooms on Discord, and then there's also the amp-only Facebook group that a lot of people are still active in, and other things as well. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I wanted to talk a little bit more about our last caller, Abel, who had sounds like a very frustrating time after creating what sounded like a pretty amazing space. They had taken over a Masonic building with the consent of the Masons in Salina, Kansas.
Right, they didn't need the big building.
And we are, by the way, we do have a radio affiliate there in Salina, KINA AM 910. They only carry us on weekends, so they're not hearing this discussion tonight, which is too bad. But anyway, So they took over this six-story building. They lived in a small apartment inside the building as they were kind of the managers, basically, of the property. They started to create this, you know, artist space, this entrepreneurial space.
A fencing dojo.
Yeah, all kinds of different things were going on there.
Putting on shows
facility.
In their big theater.
Right. I mean, it sounded pretty amazing. And then all of a sudden, some apparently local artists got all upset at them for some reason, and that wasn't really clear what their reason
Jealousy,
was.
Jealousy, perhaps? We don't know.
They might be commies, and the people running the building, the folks that got kicked out, were libertarians, so who knows? Maybe it was a political disagreement. But either way, they went to the board of directors and managed to get the executive director basically kicked out, or the COO, I think he described himself as, but you know, the person in charge of, ostensibly, he thought he was in charge of the building, who unfortunately was there on a verbal agreement, which is mistake number one. Now, Melanie, you pointed out that even on a written agreement, there's going to be some sort of termination clause, obviously.
Well, right. So just because living in an apartment was part of your compensation package doesn't mean you get to live there forever. If they fire you, you have to quit living there.
Obviously.
I'm not really kind of seeing what the issue is.
Well, I mean, come on. Wouldn't you recommend somebody have a written agreement? If you're going to take over management
of course,
operation.
But that doesn't mean you're not going to have to move out.
I don't think he was saying that. What I was pointing out
what he was pointing out here was is that they attempted to kick him out of the building with two armed guards and say, oh, time for you to go. Hey, I live here. And you've got to give me 30 days. And that's a fair thing, I think, to ask in any situation.
Well, if you
you're trying to kick an employee out, I mean, it's fishy as it could possibly be if you're trying to kick them out of the building. If you need armed guards, you need a pretty good excuse as to why you need to kick somebody out. So I kind of side with him in that way. I do agree with you.
Well, we don't know the other side of the story.
We don't. I'm only saying I side with him on that much. But I agree with you. Contracts are always a good idea. But another thing to point out is the contracts, when you write them up without an attorney, when you write them up with an attorney, they are a jumbled mess of crap that nobody understands, and they cost a lot of money. When you write them up on your own, you forget things, and experience teaches you that you need them.
Yep.
So at this point, experience has taught him that he needs one. He shouldn't ignore that teaching, but at the same time, when you write one up in the future, don't worry. One of your contracts won't have a clause in it for a thing that goes
on. You'll forget something. Sure, that's true. But one thing's for sure, if you don't write things down, you're bound to forget. Right? Like if you have certain terms of an agreement between somebody, and then you're like, oh, crap, was I supposed to pay you on the 15th or the 14th? Or
every 2 weeks or twice a month.
Yeah, I mean, these things come up. Then you just look at the lease. You look at your employment agreement. You look at whatever the agreement was. Oh, yeah, that's right. Problem solved. There's no more question about that.
Right.
So this is basic rule number one.
Just because something seems clear at this moment does not mean that it will seem clear at all times.
Right. Basic rule number one is have your agreement written down. And there, of course, will be terms on how that agreement should be exited. And that's fine. But the other mistake here, of course, and I don't blame anybody for making this because people don't know a better way of organizing, is, and I wish I could remember the exact phrasing, somebody once said, and I don't know who to attribute it to, but you know, you want to destroy an organization, turn it over to a board.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are some very effective boards of directors out there that do a great job, and you know, God has blessed you. But
most of them are either a rubber stamp or they are intentionally arduous to sit through. Many organizations have found out that they can hornswoggle the board by, I don't know, putting the financial statement out 600 pages and giving the board a few days to read it before the annual board meeting, and then nobody's going to ask any questions. And they hire board members with the intention that those people will just rubber stamp everything that they do. So, you know, whenever I get asked to be on a board, I'm very careful because I, you know, all you're doing is asking to waste my time when you try to put me on a board most of the time.
It sure does feel that way to me in my experience being on boards as well. Usually what you have is the visionary, right? You've got the creator, the visionary, the person who started a thing. I like to think of the local private homeless shelter when I, you know, talk about this particular story or this idea. It was created by one guy.
Yep. Don Primrose.
Who Don Primrose. I actually saw him this weekend at Music Fest in Keene. And one guy who was a construction guy, like that was his thing, his business was construction.
Right.
But he cared about homelessness, and he wanted to do something about it. He wanted to create a place
where he could solve the problem, and it seemed like nobody else could.
Well, there were government homeless facilities in town, but they
but the government homeless facilities were part of
the problem. Right.
They were telling people, here's your home, and a lot of times the homeless people weren't getting up till noon or whatever.
They didn't have rules.
Promoted people getting jobs, whereas the 100-night shelter that Don Primrose put together said, we're only open the 100 coldest nights of the year. We're only open until 7:30 a.m., then out on the street with you, unless it's like a blizzard or something, then they stay open longer. But then it's out on the street with you to go look for a job.
Correct.
They did everything with the intention that you will get back on your feet, not that you will need the government to lean on for the rest of your life.
Now, at some point, and Don, by the way, kind of did some civil disobedience when he opened the 100-night shelter. The city was trying to tell him, no, you can't open. You don't have our permission slip. You don't have the sprinkler system that we're demanding that you install or whatever. He just went right ahead and opened the doors anyway. And you know what? The city didn't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
So it was awesome when that happened. And I'm not saying 100 Nights has fallen very far from its founder's vision. I'm not saying that. But at some point, they brought in a board of directors. And at some point, he left. Now, that's obviously was what he wanted to do. I'm not saying they pushed him out. But that stuff can happen, where you bring in a board of directors, and you think you know these people, or you did know them, but then they change out over time, and they change into other people who you don't know.
Right.
And they don't necessarily share the exact same vision for this thing that you created. And before you know it, after years, it has become a completely different organization that doesn't represent exactly the same values that it once did. 100 Nights,
a board is also a bunch of people who are, in most cases, not invested at all in the organization.
Like they haven't put any money into
it. Right. We'd like your opinion on this or that.
Well, there are some boards that require an investment from the board of directors.
They should be financially, and they should be putting time in whatever the organization is.
Let's go to Veronica. She's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Veronica.
Hi. How's it going?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I am, okay. All right, so let's talk about college. So, college just started, right? And it, like, all that work and all that stress, like, it's just too much, right? Like, don't you believe that?
Well, I've never
been too much stress
to a college. So we'll talk to you about it, Veronica, and you can tell us that. I know, Melanie, you were pretty stressed during college. You coped by drinking heavily, if I recall correctly.
That wasn't really about college.
No? I thought, okay, law school, that's not college, not the same thing?
University.
I was drinking, but I wasn't drinking because I was in college.
Okay, more coming up here in moments, and we'll see what Veronica has to say. She sounds like she's frustrated with college. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.